Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a special Word of Mom today here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm very excited. I love doing special shows, and you know, hello to our show sponsors, HP and Ana Maria Rodriguez, sharing such her inspirational book that she wrote. And so, you know, thank you to both of our sponsors, and just always have to say hi and remind you that, you know, here we are, mompreneurs all, and you know, I'm in the trenches with you guys, you know, have a business and the radio show now, and it's exciting to me as it's expanding and growing and all of the different things that have come from it, and today is no exception. I am very excited to have Dr. Marilyn Joyce here. And let me give you some background on Marilyn. For almost 40 years, Dr. Marilyn Joyce is a vitality doctor and registered dietitian, and she's been inspiring audiences around the world as a motivational and inspirational keynote speaker, seminar leader, and trainer, as a television and radio personality on shows like Doctor to Doctor, Lisa, Montel Williams, and Jenny Jones. She's touched hundreds and thousands of lives. She's the author of the best-selling books 5 Minutes to Health and I Can't Believe It's Tofu, and now her much-sought-after book, Instant Energy, The 5 Keys to Unlimited Energy and Vitality. She's the former director of nutrition for the Cancer Treatment Centers of America and is also a 5-time cancer survivor, now thriver. She has an incredibly long list of clients and everything else and people that she has touched in so many ways. And, you know, I can keep going on and on, but I'd much rather bring Dr. Joyce on the show and have her tell you all about who she is, what she's doing, and those 5 keys to just thrive. So I'm so excited. Thank you so much for being here, and welcome to the show, Dr. Joyce. How are
Hello,
you?
Hello, Dory. How are you today?
Doing great, and so excited to be sharing you.
Well, this is exciting for me, too, because I know that we're on the same page about a lot of these points, so it's great.
Well, I have to ask, and I'm just going to jump right into it.
You
know, I want to share what you will be doing with Vivapreneur Academy. For those of you who tune in regularly, you know that I've been sharing the different faculty members of Vivapreneur Academy, which is an online business academy designed to educate and empower women in doing business the Viva way and doing business as strong women, not pretend men. And it's such a wonderful group of people that Randy Markell, who will be on the show a little later, has put together. And Dr. Joyce is going to be doing, starting Saturday, her Saturday morning checkups. So share with us what you're going to be doing and then those 5 keys to the vital new you.
I would love to share that, Dory. You know, in this day and age, we know that what are the two things people complain the most about? No time, no money. You know, and we constantly hear that. I don't have time to take care of myself. I've got too many things to do that are urgent. I don't have the money to go to a gym or get a personal trainer or any of those kinds of things, right? And so what I do is I dispel the myth that you need those things, because you don't. It takes 5 minutes at a time doing 5 key steps done consistently every day for at least 5 days a week, that to change your health and to be vibrant and energetic. And let's face it, you can be in business and be very successful, but if you don't have health, you have no wealth in the long run, because you will spend all of your wealth trying to get your health back, or you won't be here to do that, as we saw with Steve Jobs just recently. So, you know, it's really critical that we learn to take 5 minutes now to save 5 years later. And the reason I often say that in my seminars and to my patients is because I learned the hard way. I took 5 years to get over that journey of cancer. And I'm telling you, if I had taken 5 minutes every once in a while throughout the day to take care of myself, take time out, you know, eat a little better, exercise a little bit more, I probably wouldn't have had that 5-year journey. There's no certainty on that, but I'm pretty sure in my heart that that journey would have been at least a lot shorter if I'd even had it to traverse. So what I teach are 5-minute strategies. I teach people how to literally take 5 minutes every once in a while throughout their day. You know, it's not just 5 minutes a day, but it's 5 minutes at a time throughout the day. And anybody can do that. I mean, think of the times you get up and to just take a walk down to the kitchen to get something to eat. Well, when you do that, take 5 minutes to go and jump on your mini trampoline or take 5 minutes to walk around the block or whatever. Just take 5 minutes. That's all it takes. Or take 5 minutes just to be still. So each of these things are what we're going to address. And we're going to address them based on the 5 keys that I have created. And I will tell you, I wish I could say they were my own exclusively, but they've been around as long as humanity has. The only difference is that I've adapted them for today's world. So that you take you do these 5 key steps, and they are spelled out in the word energy. So the first key is exhale first. Why? Because if you don't exhale fully, you can't fully inhale. So you have to learn to breathe. After all, we can't live without breath, can we? Without air. The next step is nutrition excellence daily. Not weekly, not monthly, and not January 1st. Actually daily. And yes, you can cheat. We talk about how to do that effectively so that you're not destroying all the good that you're doing in your health department. So, you know, it's nutrition excellence. What does that look like? We will address that in detail, but very simply so that you know, because actually really healthy nutrition is simple. It's the crap that we put in our bodies that's not simple. It's manufactured garbage. So that's nutrition. And then we come to the next E in energy, and that's exercise for cellular rejuvenation. Exercise is great, but if it's only, you know, you're only doing it to look better, it's not going to do very much good for your actual body as a whole. You have to learn how to really nourish those cells from the inside out, and that's also through exercise as well as nutrition. And then we come to the R in energy, and this is the hardest one for North Americans in particular, or the Western world in particular probably, and that is rest, relax, rejuvenate, and of course meditate. And so we talk about how to do that. People think they have to take 15 minutes or an hour to sit in the lotus position and meditate, and that's just not true. There are various ways that you can learn to take 5 minutes out to be still and rest, relax, and rejuvenate. And those are things we're going to be covering as well. And these will all each be, by the way, be covered in separate segments throughout the time that we're doing this program. So that's over 6 months. Then the next part of the energy word is G, right? And what do most people not have today is an attitude of gratitude. So it's gratitude attitude. And what we talk about are ways to create that gratitude in your life or to acknowledge that gratitude in your life so that you can experience more to be grateful for in your life. And then the why of energy is your 5 keys, because in my book Instant Energy, for example, I have hundreds of strategies. There's only 5 that you'll probably use at any one given time in your own personal life. They're your 5 keys. So we address how to determine what those will be for you in particular. And then you implement them and experience more energy in your life than you ever imagined possible. So I know that was really running through it quickly. Believe me, we'll be covering it in detail, everything from how to detox properly and to actually do that. We'll actually have a month where we focus on that, right through to how to really express gratitude in so many different ways that your life will be filled with energy and vitality based on that concept alone, far less all the other concepts we'll cover.
How exciting and how simple to just break it down so I just want to kind of touch, I know that you're going to really be expanding on this over 6 months' time, so, you know, I just want to touch on each point just to get people in that mindset. So
Exhale,
and I mean, you know, it's so funny. Somebody once said to me, I called them up, and I was like, you know what, I'm a donkey on the edge right now. And they said to me, you know what, just breathe, and remember, if you are in the airplane, they tell you to put that oxygen mask on first before you put it on your child.
Yeah.
So breathe. And so that told that just the breathe, the exhale completely resonates with me. Share a little bit more.
Absolutely. Yep, I'd be happy to. I totally believe that one of the biggest problems today is that people do not take care of themselves first. There's, and especially women, we have this guilt complex about taking care of ourselves. Oh, I've got to take care of this person. I've got to take care of that person. But the truth is, what good are you to anybody if you don't take care of you first? You know, and it's not an egocentric thing or a self-centered thing, although in this case it's not bad to be a little self-centered, because it truly will make the world of difference. You will be more valuable to everyone in the family, including yourself, if you're fit and healthy. So, first of all, starting with the breathing. Yes, most people breathe into their throat. They do not breathe into their abdomen. So what we'll be addressing are different strategies and techniques for learning to breathe into your abdomen so that you're breathing in very deeply and then, you know, you're breathing out just as deeply. So one of the processes is to breathe into a count of four, hold to a count of four, and breathe out to a count of four. Now, when you're first starting, you might even get a little lightheaded if you're not used to breathing deeply. So you don't have to hold it. You can just breathe into a count of four and breathe out to a count of four until you're used to that. But the reason for holding your breath in is because that way your body can then transfer that oxygen throughout your body to the cells that require it, and every cell in your body, all those trillions of cells, require oxygen in order to thrive, in order to produce what we call adenosine triphosphate, which is the energy molecule. And we'll get into a lot more detail about that. We don't have time today to go through all of that. But we really, every cell has the mitochondria, which is the factory within the cell that produces energy. We'll be talking about how that all functions. So that's the breathing perspective, breathing into a count of four, holding to a count of four, and releasing to a count of four. And there are many other patterns, but that's the basic pattern. Then we come to the nutrition, and what I focus on is whole food nutrition. But the first step is to detox your body, because if you don't completely detox your body, you can never fully absorb the nutrients. The cells are not able to because they're clogged up with junk. So we have to clean the body out first, create the healthy environment for easy and effective and efficient absorption of all those nutrients that you then get from the healthy food that you begin to eat on a consistent basis. You will learn to steer the car to the grocery store rather than the fast food drive-through. That is a key element, because even last night I had a conversation with people who said, and they're very health-conscious people, and they said, yeah, but when I'm really hungry, the first thought, it seems like my car just knows to go to the fast food lineup. And I say to them, but you sat in that lineup for 20 minutes waiting to get that crappy food that doesn't serve your body any nutrition, when you could have driven a few minutes more to the grocery store and bought some organic veggies and some hummus. And that's fast food. You just go home, take it out of the bag, wash it if it needs it, open up the hummus, and you've got fast food that's healthy. Right?
You know, it's so funny that you say that, because I just have to laugh, because I say the exact same thing. I mean, I know I'm one of the major minority over here. I've never even had a McDonald's or a Burger King or whatever hamburger. I've never had one.
Yeah.
Because the first time I ever tasted the meat, it just didn't taste like meat. So I was like, ew, forget it. I don't care what they're going to put on it. It's immaterial to me. So, you know, I'm with you. Fast food, to me, I'm the queen of, you know, the 30-minute meal from scratch. For those of you who are just tuning in, we're talking with Dr. Marilyn Joyce here on Word of Mom. So, yeah, and it's true, because especially now, all of the stores, whether it's the grocery store or the health food store, whatever, they have the counters that there are all this fabulous food that's already made.
Exactly. You know? And that's the thing. We don't have the excuses we had even 5 years ago. You know, we truly can get healthy food. And I do recommend if you've got a health food store in your local neighborhood or you've got a farmer's market, and like we have what it's almost like a farmer's concession market where the local farmers bring in their produce. I support those stores because I want them to be around for as long as possible for my kids and my kids' kids and so on. So I support them. But, you know, in a pinch, I'll go to a grocery store and I just pick the healthiest food available there. And you can find lots of healthy food because the grocery stores are having to compete today as people become more consciously aware. And, I mean, you made a really good point, Dori, and this is a huge thing in my books, is the meat, I don't eat it myself, but the meat does not look like meat and it doesn't taste like meat. I mean, take a real burger. When you were a kid, a real burger was made by hand, put on the grill, and what happened when you cooked it? It shrunk up and expanded upwards, right? It shrunk to a smaller size in diameter and then puffed up to a higher size in, you know, in depth. Now, you go and buy those burgers in the grocery store, those burger patties. You cook them. What do they look like when they're done? One, they don't change color. Two, they never shrink up. Three, they look exactly the same when they're done cooking as they did before, maybe a little bit of a crispier outside, depending on how long you cook them. But they don't change. They're still the same flat burger they were when you started, right? That, to me, is saying that there's something wrong with that burger. But above and beyond that, what most people may not be aware of is that there are burgers out there, McDonald's burgers, that are 20 years old, and they look exactly the same as they did 20 years ago. They've never been refrigerated. They have no blue-green stuff on them, no mold. No, they haven't changed in any way, shape, or form. They look exactly the same as they did 20 years ago. They have not rotted or anything. And the bun is the same. It's just hard. And in some cases, it's not even hard. So that food is dead food. This is a living body with living cells. It needs living food. What is living? Raw food, plant food, you know, fruits, vegetables, the way they grow off the tree or out of the ground. And I'm not saying you should never eat meat, but if you're going to eat meat, we'll talk about the what to get that's going to be healthy and supply nutrition for the body versus that garbage that dead food that provides nothing. And then we wonder why cancer is number one killer this year. You know, three times in this last decade, cancer has surpassed heart disease as number one killer. That is not a good sign. That's a bad sign because most of the cancers that people are developing are diet and lifestyle related in our culture. Now, in third world countries, it's a bit different story. But in our culture, it's due to diet and lifestyle. And that is changeable. We actually have the power and the control to change that. So we talk about that in the nutrition part of it. Then when we get to exercise, we'll talk about things like rebounding. And, you know, there's even an exercise chair that you can get that I personally have that you can use to be exercising all day long and not even know you're doing it. I'm not going to go into details because I want to share that with people in detail when we actually do the various months of presentations. But the point is that there are chairs that you can get that are exercise chairs. You can rebound. These are all the rebounder. 5 minutes will do the same for you as going out for a 30 to 45 minute run. And you only need 5 minutes. And NASA has proven the benefits of it. So we'll go into all of that. But that's one of the first things people can do is get a really good quality rebounder, not that cheap thing that you get in Sport 5 or whatever Walmart. You want something that's got really good matting with a lifetime warranty attached to it. So we'll talk about all of that. And when we get to rest and relax and rejuvenate, we're going to talk about five-minute strategies. And one of them that's really key is just to take 5 minutes, put a timer on for 5 minutes if you're worried about overstaying your time in this position. Lie down on that couch in that fancy living room that you don't use for anything. It's saved for guests, and guests never come because you're so busy. Use it. Lie on that couch. Put the timer on for 5 minutes. Put some really great relaxation music on and breathe. So you can combine your breathing with your time out and you can be completely rejuvenated. I mean, when I get stressed out, Dori, the first thing I do is stop everything. I get up from what I'm doing and I go into my meditation area and I take 5 minutes to be still and relax and breathe. And then I come back to my work and I accomplish 10 times as much as I would have done if I'd sat there stewing in my stress. You know, stress is the number one killer. It is the cause of all major degenerative illnesses today, because when you're under stress, your cells are being fired at constantly by free radicals, lipid peroxides, 10,000 hits a day to every cell in your body. Now, if your cells are healthy, they're probably going to manage to get through it. But if they're not, those little cells, those little lipid peroxides, those little nasty little free radicals attack your cell, and they break down your cell wall as they try to become stable by glomming on and taking an electron from your healthy cell. And when they do that, your healthy cell becomes unstable. And the cell walls are broken down, and whatever illness you have a predisposition for will enter into that cell. Now, if it only happens to one cell, that's great. It's probably not going to have any real damaging effect because you've got trillions of cells. But if it happens to every single cell and they're not healthy because they haven't been nourished with the proper exercise and oxygen and healthy nutrition, you're in trouble. And I can tell you, after that five-year journey with cancer in the 80s, I learned my lesson the hard way. You don't have to go down that path. You can protect yourself. So then we come to the part about gratitude. You know, and I mean, let me back up a little bit on that rest part. That is the hardest part for my clients, by the way, of all the steps, those five steps. The hardest one for my clients is taking the time out to rest. So I will tell you that will be one of the areas we will spend some time on, because I need to get people to understand you've got to take time out. And then we get to the gratitude part. And, you know, I always compare the people. You know, you go into the grocery store and you meet that person that you're almost afraid to ask how they are, because the minute you do, you get an hour-long litany of all the problems in their life. Now, I'm not knocking people for feeling negative. Everybody feels that way from time to time. But someone who lives in that place and has no gratitude for any of the beautiful things around them, the beautiful people, the beautiful experiences, the beautiful environment, you don't want to be around them. They're toxic energy. Toxic relationships create toxicity in your body. So then you've got the person, on the other hand, your neighbor, who's all living life to the hilt. Maybe they're even over 80 and they're the best person to be around because they've lived life fully, they have great stories to tell, and they're always energized because they're positive. So we look at why are they more positive than the other person? Because they experience gratitude. I talked to some of my neighbors around where I live who are getting up in age. I call them ageless. I call myself ageless. You know, as we get older, why should we be aging? Why not be ageless? And that's my neighbors. They're ageless. And I asked them, what is their key to their positivity, to their energetic experience in life? And they say, gratitude. I'm just grateful for the children that I have that are healthy. I'm grateful for the mountain view I have. I'm grateful for the trees growing in my backyard. I'm grateful for my partner. They're grateful for everything in their lives. Yes, there's ups and downs in life. Yes, your partner may be an idiot from time to time. So might you, but they accept you and are grateful for you overall in their life. And I think that's the key. It's looking at what you can be grateful for in your life. It is proven that if you express gratitude, you can actually increase your happiness quotient by 30% just from a month of expressing gratitude every day. I think that's pretty powerful. I think I'd like to have a lot more happiness in my life, too. And I'm a happy person overall. So, you know, how do you do it? You do it by expressing gratitude. So
it's so funny because I'm the type of person, people complain, you know, oh, I can't believe it's raining again. I was like, well, you know, you wouldn't be complaining if you were the tree.
Exactly. So, and I mean, the other aspect of, you know, when people complain about the rain is, when people tell me that in Tennessee, I just got back from Tennessee, green everywhere, and people were complaining about the rain that they had. And I said, yeah, but you wouldn't have that green. Come to California and take a stroll down the road and look, or, you know, a drive down the road and look at the brown mountains. They're craving water. Be grateful for water you have.
You know, and it's funny because I travel different parts of the country with, you know, friends and work and things like that. And I whenever I come back home to the East Coast, I marvel at how plush and soft our grass is.
Yes.
Because
you
go to other places that don't have the weather extremes that we have, and the grass to me is hard, and you know, it just doesn't, it's not where you want to lie down and put your face on that, you know, carpet of lawn. And so I what you're saying resonates. It was you talking about breathing. You know, I've always done Lamaze breathing, and anytime my kids have ever gotten hurt or whatever, I just do Lamaze breathing with them. I'm like, just breathe in, breathe, you know. It's like, and they'll laugh, and I'm like, hey, trust me, if I could give birth to the three of you guys just doing that, it's got to work.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a reason why they always tell you, breathe, 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 when you're going through the birthing process. But, I mean, it's the same for every part of your life. You know, you need to learn to breathe properly, because you will have so much energy. I mean, we've talked before about this, I know, Dori, but, you know, as you become ageless, you know, over 50 or 60, the key to life is breath. And the people who don't breathe, they sit around looking like the living dead. I think there was a movie called that at one point in time. You know, the living dead. I don't want to be a living dead. I want to be a living, living person. You know, and I think about my grandparents. Both of them lived to 97. They both chose when they were going to leave the planet. They had energy till the day they died. They used to walk 20 miles a day. They didn't have cars and TV and stuff like that to distract them. So their life was very natural and healthy, and they were both very happy people. They could have lived a lot longer, but all their friends were gone, so they decided that they wanted to go and meet their maker and their friends in the other world. And so, you know, I had that example in my life of people who had energy right up into their late 90s and were physically active and sexually active right till the day they died. So, you know, when you think in terms of that, you know, when people tell me at 60 they're over the hill, I'm like, excuse me? That's not going to happen. I'm not over the hill, and I'm not planning anytime soon to be over the hill. Now, you know, I don't know what the universe has in store for me or our creator has in store for me, but right now, with what I can do for me and what I can do for my clients and my friends and my family, I will do to maintain that energy level. Because without energy, without vitality, there's no life. But you have to do the right things first. You have to take the right steps.
I lived the opposite end of the spectrum in the sense that, you know, my mom, I lost my mom 17 years ago. She was 59, and for the last 2.5 years of her life, she was on portable oxygen because my mom smoked, but not a lot, but she was a nightclub singer back in the day where nobody knew about secondhand smoke. Nobody knew that. You know, when you walked into a nightclub back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, there was that, you know, cloud of cigarette smoke everywhere. The doctor smoked when you were in the doctor's office. I mean, and so I watched, so talk about knowing what breath is, to watch my mom. It used to take her 5 minutes to just go from the living room to the kitchen because she'd have to stop because she couldn't breathe. So
Now, my mother was a very heavy smoker, and that was the same thing with her. When she was in her 40s, she could not climb 2 steps without stopping to take a breath, a very labored breath, to take the next step or two. It would take her forever to walk up a very small flight of stairs. So I completely hear what you're saying. And, you know, it was interesting when you mentioned that, Dori, because, you know, way back in the day, I was a bartender. You know, you did the certain jobs you did to get ahead or whatever. And I remember I had to wear a white blouse in one of my jobs. That blouse every day was yellow when I left my work.
Right.
And that was only 4 or 5 hours of work. It would be yellow. I'd have to wash it every day to get the yellow out.
Yep.
Well, you know, that was what we grew up with, right, in our day. So
that's right. You know, it's like watching the old movies. And it just cracks me up when you'll see people in the doctor's office, and there's the doctor examining them with the cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Yeah.
and so it's just how things change. So we're going to take a 60-second pause. We are here with Dr. Marilyn Joyce on Word of Mom, and we will be back in 60 seconds, so don't go away.
You need to travel, and you need your laptop when you do. But do you really need to remove your laptop at every airport checkpoint? Not anymore. Introducing S1 checkpoint-friendly laptop bags and backpacks. All S1 laptop bags and backpacks are designed to meet federal TSA checkpoint-friendly requirements. They feature secure double-zipper padded laptop compartments, and the S1 backpack features a unique four-clip design to easily separate the compartments for flat placement on security belts. Please ask about our corporate branding options, as well as our 100% green, made-in-the-USA laptop bags. To order, visit S1CheckpointFriendlyBags.com or call 888-386-6528. That's S1CheckpointFriendlyBags.com or call 888-386-6528. Only available online, so call now, S1CheckpointFriendlyBags.com.
Hi, and we are back on Word of Mom with my guest today, Dr. Marilyn Joyce. Our call-in number is 347-850-8994. If you'd like to join the conversation, excuse me, we've been talking about the five keys to vitality, to those steps that you can take in your life to create that healthy lifestyle and healthy self. So, Marilyn, come back on. And now I want to ask you, we've already talked about exhale, nutrition, exercise, rest, and gratitude, but now that why and energy, your five keys.
Yes. Yes. What I realized, Dori, was that, you know, I have specific keys that I use in my own life every day, and they're a part of my life. They're the things I do that just are automatic, like brushing my teeth. But for my clients, a lot of times the five specific keys that I use are the five strategies, I should say, because five keys are the same no matter what. They're what we just went through. But the strategies, there's hundreds of different strategies that you can use that are healthy strategies. And so what I discovered was over the years of working with different people, men and women, and I work with both sexes, although a large part of my clientele are women. But what I discovered was that they wouldn't necessarily want to do the specific strategies that I use. So I started coming up with other strategies for my clients that were more appropriate to their lifestyle, their family commitments, their whatever. And so it's basically, you know, where for me, I will go and take a five-minute walk around the block. For some of my clients, they aren't as mobile as I am. So what is a strategy that they could use? And, for example, with my clients who've had a stroke, I have specific strategies developed for them that they can use for exercise and for nutrition and for other aspects of their life that would be more appropriate for them than for someone who's more mobile. So, you know, it's like looking at different strategies, different strokes for different folks. That's kind of it. And so that's what the why became. It was like, and it was interesting because it was actually my previous assistant, who is a dear friend of mine to this day. I just love Lori, you know, to life. I'm not going to say to death. I don't like that terminology. But I really love her because she was the person who would say, huh, yeah, different strokes for different folks. That's kind of what you do. And, you know, and she was the one who... she would come into the office and, you know, the first thing she'd say is, I know, exhale first. Because without thinking, I would say to her, exhale first. So for her, exhaling wasn't the same as sitting down in a, you know, a meditation position and breathing out. It was sitting at the office desk and just taking a deep breath out to start her day. You know, so she was really the person who was the catalyst for a lot of the things that showed up in my book Instant Energy, because she was also the editor of that book, and she would tell me things I said. You know, if it does, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger is an expression I use all the time in my seminars. And you know, that was one of the things that she you called me on. You know, she's, whenever I would get stressed out about something, she'd say, well, you know, remember what you said. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And it would be reminding me of, you know, a strategy that I had to take, which was to change, reframe something in an instant. Like, for example, I said, I don't love Lori to death. I love her to life. You know, it was something I would say constantly, or the words you speak are critical. And that's one of the things we talk about in gratitude attitude section, are the words you use. Because people will say, it's to die for. Well, you know, I don't want to eat chocolate to die. If I'm going to eat it, I want to eat it to live. So I'll say, it was to live for. You know, and it's reframing things. And so with your strategies, we look at how to reframe each of those keys to fit into your lifestyle, to fit into your way of thinking and your way of being. And, you know, over time, as we know, as we adapt ourselves to healthier ways of being and living and experiencing life, we start to take a different step towards health. And, you know, that brings me to another comment. I will say to my clients, are you moving away from an illness or poverty or, you know, a negative relationship? Or are you moving towards health or vitality or a healthy relationship? Or, you know, and you have to ask yourself, am I moving away from or am I moving towards? Because if you're moving away from something that's not healthy or something that's negative, what are you doing? You're dragging it along like an old suitcase behind you, or a trunk in the case of some people's lives, you know, of negativity or mm-hmm. ill health. Where if you're moving towards health or moving towards healthy relationships or moving towards prosperity, you're not ever focused on what you're moving away from. You're focused on what you're moving towards. So it's a healthier perspective. Right, when you're moving towards something healthy, you're constantly moving, thinking about what you can do that's healthy. Does that make sense? Am I being clear in what I'm saying there?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Cool.
You know what? Thoughts are things, and it's you know, when people saw The Secret, it was so funny. My children's father, I'll never forget. Now I'm a single mom, and perfect example. Now, I have been divorced for 17 years. I never refer to my children's father as my ex-husband because it just sounds such, like such an awful thing. He's not. He's my children's father.
That's good. Yes.
You know, forever in my life. Our son's birthday was a couple of weeks ago, and our middle son was 22. And my daughter and my older son had to work, and so Rob was here with his girlfriend, and my children's dad was here. And we were having a dinner, and Rob said, you know, oh, I'm so sorry that Dan and Courtney can't be here. And I said, well, you know, Rob, I am too, but the reality is the two people that made it possible for you to be here are. So that's all that really matters when you think about it. And people laugh at me, and they're like, why? And because he's my children's father. We just didn't bring out the best in each other married, but we're the best of friends. You know, and our children are the ones that are the most fortunate because they never had to choose between the two of us. But when he showed them The Secret and he just looked at them and they were like, wow, Mom's been living like that forever, Dad. You need to keep watching this.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, it's interesting when you mention The Secret because I know there was, you know, there's been ups and downs and negative flack about the movie and it didn't address all the points. But you know what? It got people thinking about their thoughts.
Okay.
It was a shifter. And whatever people have to say, yeah, there might be people who are a little more advanced who have been practicing it like you and like myself and many others that I'm sure are listening to this show. But there were many people who hadn't even given it a thought. They just went through their lives kind of drifting through, not really thinking about how negative their thoughts were, and attracting a lot more of that into their lives. And we can attract enough negativity without a moment's thought.
Right.
You know, by changing our thoughts, we can change everything.
Well,
change your life.
I mean, people looked at that, and they're just like, oh, yeah, so, you know, you'll think wonderful things, and everything's wonderful. You know what? I'm raising my hand here. Trust me, things are not always wonderful.
Right.
I, you know, just on my own personal life, you know, have gone through so many things and going through so many things, so many transitions, and you know, you feel the pressures and everything else, but the reality is, no matter how bad it is, somebody always has it worse. You know what? There's a roof over my head. There's food in the refrigerator. My kids are healthy. Thank you every single day. I constantly, you know, if you're talking about gratitude, and, you know, I am. I always feel so grateful no matter what's going on, as hard as it can be. Somebody always is going to have it worse. And so you just deal with what you deal with because you do. And if you're going to let it get you to where you just can't move, then it controls you. If you push through no matter how hard it is, I mean, sometimes it's easier than others. Let's face it. You know that. I know that. We all know that. You know, some days you paint that smile on your face. You know, I was here 3 weeks doing shows. Thank goodness for, you know, makeup.
Yes. Oh, absolutely, Dory. I totally relate to what you're saying. And one of the things that I always say to people is, it's not what happens to you. It's how you relate to what happens to you. Simple statement, but very, very key, because everybody has ups and downs. It doesn't matter whether you're wealthy or you're broke. It doesn't matter whether you're healthy or you're sick. It doesn't matter whether you have a great relationship or a crappy relationship. It doesn't matter about any of those things. It matters about how you relate to those things in your life. Because the person who relates to them from a more positive perspective, from a more proactive perspective, will change things for the better. You know, that's a given. The person who sits and stews in their pot of negativity will continue to create negativity because they're reactive. They're not proactive. They react to what happens to them. And we all do it. I do it myself. There are things that, you know, I'll listen to the news and it's something that really disturbs me and I'll react. Or, you know, I just found out that my brother was going in for major surgery. I reacted initially. But the difference between, say, my old self when I was a kid or younger and now is that I'll react initially, but then I'll look at, okay, what can I do proactively to alleviate the situation or help the situation? You know, it's like the mind shift that occurs immediately, whereas before it wouldn't have, because when you become more conscious, more aware through practicing it, you then will shift immediately to, okay, this is not a good situation, but what can I do to make it better, right? So it's not what happens to you, it's how you relate to what happens to you that is important.
That's right. For those of you tuning in, we're here with Dr. Marilyn Joyce. And Randy, unmute yourself because I want to bring you into this conversation. Before we bring Randy in, though, please tell everyone how to get in touch with you. People that are listening to the archives and just listening to us live, how can they find you, Dr. Joyce?
Well, there are several ways, but probably the first one is my most active website right now is transformstressnow.com. That's just through the three words, transformstressnow.com. And the other active website is kickcancerinthecan.com. So it's kickcancerinthecan.com. And then I'm also very active on Facebook in particular. Facebook and Twitter, but Facebook in particular, I'm all over the place there. So they, you know, there's Marilyn Joyce, there's Dr. Marilyn Joyce, there's Kick Cancer in the Can, Transform Stress into Energy. There's all kinds of pages there. But I'm all over Facebook, and I love to connect with people on Facebook. So my friend limit is full, has been for 2 years, so it's probably easier to join me at Dr. Marilyn Joyce on Facebook. So those are the best ways to reach me.
And for those of you who are part of Vivapreneur Academy or who are becoming part of Vivapreneur Academy, you will find Dr. Joyce on Saturdays. Is it every Saturday?
Yeah.
Randy, come in here.
I'm here. It's actually Saturday a month. And hello, everybody. Hi, Marilyn. Hi, Dory.
Hi, Randy.
How are you? I'm so wonderful, and I
just
was sitting there the whole time listening, and just with a big smile on my face, I feel so blessed and so grateful to have you part of our program, and I know how you've affected my life in such a positive way, and I just I couldn't keep you to myself. I wanted to share you with everybody because everybody should have the most amazing relationship with you that I have. You are just a real wonderful lady. So glad to be here with you on this call.
It is absolutely mutual, Randy, and I really feel honored to be part of Vivapreneur Academy. I think it's one of the most progressive institutes or academies out there, really addressing business from a woman's perspective. And I applaud you for this because, I'm totally honored to be part of it, and I am filled with gratitude every month when I'm preparing for it, for the Saturday morning checkups and for the blogs, because I just really think that this is going to change the way that women see themselves in a very positive and enlightened and empowered way.
And that really is the message that we are getting out there. And it's the reason that we created Vivapreneur Academy, and the reason that we, when the idea to put this academy together came to me, I thought to myself, this is all well and fine, but without having that health aspect part of it, it wouldn't make any sense. Because as women, we tend to run ourselves ragged, and we tend to put our health and our energy and our vitality second to all the things that we have on our to-do list. And I know this for a fact because I am that person. I'm that lady. And that doesn't work. It's not a healthy way to live. So hooking up with you last year was one of the greatest things that happened. And anyone listening in right now, if you've never heard Marilyn lecture or teach a class, she is just incredible, and I'm sure you can tell from this interview because she has so many incredible things to say. So very important, and I'll tell you, I'm sitting staring at my little trampoline, at my rebounder, which I learned from you, Miss Marilyn, that it was one of the things that literally has helped to transform my health. And it was something that you and I had talked about a little over a year ago, that I was having trouble getting my metabolism under control. And somebody that I had thyroid cancer 10 years ago, I was dealing with hormonal issues. And your five-minute exercises combined with the rebounder has changed my life. So I feel that I can speak firsthand to the magic that you help create in people's lives. And I hope everyone will take advantage of joining Saturday Morning Checkup with Dr. Marilyn Joyce. It's one Saturday a month. It's the last Saturday of the month. Actually, we had a whole conversation about this last week. Should we do it at the beginning of the month, or should we do it at the end of the month? And Marilyn, you want to tell everybody why we chose the end of the month? Because you had great reasoning.
I mean, the thing is, when we start a month, we need to start with a goal in mind or a direction to go. And so one of the things was really about starting the next month off with a bang by having the calls at the end of the month so that you're preparing yourself. And the other aspect was that it fits perfectly with the end of the year and the beginning of the next year to really get yourself in order for the new year by having our call at the end of December and jump starting into the new year with all your New Year's resolutions, which most people don't keep, but we're going to talk about strategies that will help you keep those New Year's resolutions as you jump into the new year prepared because of what we do at the end of the month. So it's really about, everyone starts a diet the first day of the week or the first day of the year or whatever. Well, it's that concept. Let's just really go with the way that the people think and start each month off with a bang and start the new year off with a bang by having the calls in preparation for that at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so excited. Your first call is coming up this Saturday.
That's right. I was only, 2-3 days away?
Right before Halloween, so we all know what to do with the candy.
Exactly. We're going to have definitely a bit of a Halloween theme to this call.
Oh, my God. There's going to be a rush on the Internet to order Reinbounders in time for, you know, for Halloween candy coming in. So
exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Well, having you with us really helps to support what the essence of Vivapreneur is about, which is the expression of support for another whose success in life is hoped will continue. And that's what we all hope, is that we can come together and help each other not only be successful professionally, but be successful personally. So
exactly.
I really honor you for being part of that.
Oh, I'm thrilled, Randy, and I really love the fact that you were so insightful as to see the necessity for the health component, because, you know, as I said at the beginning of this show, basically being wealthy without health, there is no such thing as wealth without health, because you don't have it. I was very, very, very successful in my business before I was diagnosed with cancer, and over the course of 5 years, I lost everything, including my home, because I had, you know, I was on a journey that cost me all of what I had. And I was in Canada, you know, where there's health insurance, but it didn't cover the treatments I was looking for that I think saved my life. So, you know, there's a saying that you spend the first half of your life accumulating your wealth, and you spend the second half of your life spending that wealth on your health. It doesn't have to be that way, and that's the message. We can have both. It's a matter of scheduling it in 5-minute bite-sized pieces so that you can have all of it.
That's right. It's doable and it's practical and it can save your life.
Absolutely.
And absolutely. So anybody that has already signed up for Vivapreneur Academy for the year, you already are going to be privy to Marilyn's Saturday morning checkup. For those of you who are not part of our academy, if you'd like to be part of the Saturday morning checkup, you can go to vivapreneur.com, and that's VIVAPRENEUR, kind of hard to spell, vivapreneur.com/instant_energy.htm. So it's vivapreneur.com/instant_energy.htm and register and come join us. It is $147 for the entire 6-month series. And I will tell you, I was at the doctor just this morning visiting my endocrinologist, and my copay is just about that for the 10 minutes that I got to spend with her. And I have learned more from Marilyn than I have from my endocrinologist. So I highly recommend that you join us, and it's just a load of fun and a load of information. And the best part of it all is that it is a gift that you give yourself. It is an investment in yourself, an investment in your health, and an investment in your future wealth. And we are all worthy of giving ourselves this gift. If this was something for our children, you know, I'm the first one to register my kids for everything that I think will be great for them. And I've learned over the past few years that I am just as important as that. And that's why not only that I created this academy, that I'm constantly taking courses and seminars myself to continue my education and to be the healthiest and live the best life that I can live. So gift yourself this program.
Randy, you brought up on a very important point there, because that is one of the key things that I think separates the people who experience success and joy in their lives from those who don't, and that is that they get the mentoring and the coaching that they need. I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of my lifetime on, well, not only courses, but, you know, I did go to school as well. So I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, we won't go into how much, but definitely way more than most people would even consider. And yet at the same time, I feel that every single thing I've ever done has helped me grow and expand my consciousness and make me a better person in every aspect of my life. We can't do it without coaching. No successful athlete has ever achieved what they've achieved in the form of success without really good coaching. We all need it, and that's what Vivapreneur Academy provides.
Absolutely. And no successful entrepreneur is successful without mentors and the education.
Exactly.
So it is a true gift that we can give ourselves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the entire academy, I mean, when I think of the hundreds of thousands just for university alone, this is not close, and yet you're getting the top professionals teaching you how to be successful in all aspects of your life. So
That's right.
Amazing, really, what you put together.
Yep. And for those people that have signed up for the first month or the month with Libby Gill, or they signed up just for the month with Janice, if you want to email me, randy@vivapreneur.com, if you want to upgrade to the year or upgrade to the semester and include having Marilyn in your package, just email me and we'll work that out. Because I just want to make this available and affordable for everybody. It just doesn't make sense not to share.
Yeah.
This is all about cooperation and coming together. It's not about what I have or what you have or competition. It is all about collaboration. And we need to be there for one another. That's the essence of Viva, the essence of life.
That's exactly it. I mean, I think that's one of the beautiful things about the whole program is truly the concept of collaboration and cooperation and co-creation. That's really the only way that this world will survive the future.
Absolutely. And we need to not only know that for ourselves, but we need to be the role models for our children. And when we're showing our children that we're taking care of ourselves, that is the best gift that you can give to them.
Yes.
And I'm all about that. And I did want to share one other thing. Well, actually ask you to share one other thing, because one of the most incredible stories that I remember you telling that really just touched me to my core was when you talked about gratitude. And I know you were very ill at the time when this whole attitude of gratitude came to you. Would you mind sharing that story now?
I would love to, Randy. I think it's a great thing to bring up because, I didn't know how to be grateful. I had no concept of what that was about. I didn't grow up in a home where anybody expressed gratitude for anything. It was a very negative environment. And when I was in the wheelchair at 88 pounds, my fifth bout of cancer, I was dragged off to a Bernie Siegel event, Dr. Bernie Siegel. And he, on the break, spoke to me about my experience, my journey, and he asked me if I'd ever done a gratitude journal, and I thought he was insane, and I told him so. I said, what the heck do I have to be grateful for? And I may have used stronger language, I'm not sure. And he said, well, I think you've got a lot to be grateful for. Somebody got you here. Well, the long and I'll go into more detail, of course, as we go through the program, but the long and short of it was that I went home, I opened up the gratitude journal that my daughter had purchased for me, and as I sat looking out at the dismal, overcast skies of Toronto, Canada, in the middle of winter, and if anybody's ever been there in the middle of winter, winter seems to go on for half the year or more. And I remember praying and saying, you know, if you want me to do this gratitude journal, God, you better give me a sign because I don't even know where to start. And it was about a minute or two later, the sun shone through those clouds, and I'm talking like for at most a minute. And during that time, I knew that was a sign. And I sat down, and Dr. Siegel had said, write five gratitudes a day, even if it's the same gratitude five times. And that first day I wrote, Dear God, thank you for the sun. Thank you for the sun. Thank you for the sun five times. At the end of a month, I wrote 137 gratitudes, and they were all different. And today I'm alive almost 22 years later. And so I really believe that what you focus on expands, and that is the best place to start, called gratitude.
Mm. Oh, I think I love that story more the second time hearing it than the first even. It really just goes right to my heart, and we are so grateful that you were able to overcome your illness and go through that journey of healing so that you can bring all of this wonderful knowledge and wisdom to us all so that we don't have to experience that journey.
Thank you, Randy.
And you know what? On that note, we have a minute left of our show today. 60 minutes goes so fast. So I want to thank my guests, Dr. Marilyn Joyce and Randy Markell. Take a look at vivapreneur.com. Sign up for the Saturday morning checkups and see what the next 6 or 7 months can do to transform your life. Find those 5 keys and take control and move forward in that positive light, in that positive way, and share what you are learning. Share with abundance. And I just thank you for being here today. And I'll be here tomorrow with Jeanette Boss, Bangle and Clutch. And then Tuesday night, sharing the next faculty member at Vivapreneur Academy, Donna Fuller. So until then, this is Dori DiCarlo. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye for now.
Thank you, Dori. Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you, Randy. Thank you, Dori.
You're welcome. Bye, ladies.